Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You got Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path. Oh, hold on a second. The audio path of totality. And now Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. I have been suspended by Facebook. My account has been suspended. Started this morning. I was given official notice because I was posting information about the Jeffrey Epstein files delivered to us by the federal government, the Department of Justice, violated community standards. So on Facebook, community standards are we protect billionaire rapists. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. So if you could please spread the word throughout Facebook, there's no way that I can alert my followers or my friends, nothing on Messenger that banned me with everything, all because I had the nerve to start talking about the Epstein files and what is in them, and it is depravity beyond comprehension. But this is coming directly from the federal government. You need to know this, and our federal government's involved. All right, I'm going to take a short break here because I'm losing my mind over this, and I do have more audio for you. I'm going to switch gears now, and want to introduce you to a good guy, a guy that I know, I've known for several years now, good guy. His name is Nick Battistone, and he is one of the finest police officers in the Bridgeport Police Department. He is our very special guest, and I invited him on this morning also to help me reduce my blood pressure, because I'm losing my mind here over this Facebook suspension, but also because there's a big deal event for the Bridgeport Police Department, one of my favorite police departments in Belmont County, by the way. And Nick Battistone, welcome back. You've been on before to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, Nick?
Good, sir. Good morning. Great to talk to you again. Appreciate you having me.
Indeed it is. What is your official title with the police? Is it an officer, detective? What exactly is your rank? What do I call you? Lieutenant, sergeant, patrolman?
Officer is fine, but you can call me Nick.
Okay. Officer is fine. Nick Battistone, ladies and gentlemen, who, by the way, is quite a chef. This guy knows how to cook up a storm, let me tell you.
I appreciate it.
Before I forget, I had another police officer on a few years ago for another fundraiser of some sort. Dabney, is that his name?
Darby?
Darby, that's it. Yes. Is he still there?
Yes, absolutely. He's our assistant chief.
Okay, and is he still causing trouble?
Only like he can.
All right, great. Does he still talk about his time on the show with Dimitri?
I just found out this morning that he was on before, so.
There you, and was he pleased? I mean, was it like a good vibe that you were getting off of that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great. So I asked you on to help the Bridgeport Police Department. You've got some big bash coming up. Tell us about that.
That's right. This Saturday, February 21st, it'll be out at the James Carnes Center in St. Clairsville. It's going to be the 5th annual Bridgeport Police Gun Bash. It's an incredible event. I mean, everybody loves it. Every year has just been an amazing turnout. The doors open at 2 o'clock. Raffles start at 3 o'clock with a $2,000 cash prize. There's a drawing every 10 minutes up until about 7:40 p.m., ending with a $10,000 cash prize.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Don't bury the lead. There's a drawing every 10 minutes. You have a new winner every 10 minutes?
That's right. Throughout the evening, there's guns drawn about every 10 minutes or so. And then about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 6 o'clock, we're doing $1,000 cash prizes where you must be present to win. But all the drawings in between the top of the hour are for a different gun every 10 minutes or so. And again, like I said, ending with the last drawing at the end of the night for $10,000 cash.
Oh, my God. A winner every 10 minutes Saturday at the Carnes Center. That's incredible. Yep. That's incredible. What kind of firearms do you have?
From handguns to rifles to shotguns. You name it, it's on the list. I mean, it's a pretty incredible list. Firearms from Kimber, Springfield, Henry, Christensen Arms. There's some Rugers, some Taurus, some SIGs. There's a beautiful Benelli on there. It's really, really an incredible package of prizes. And not to mention, with the regular drawings that you get entered into with your purchase of a ticket, we also have countless side raffles going on throughout the entire evening. So while you're sitting there enjoying the food and the drink and having a good time waiting for the ticket drawings for your entry ticket, there's multiple side raffles going on throughout the evening. So there's chances to purchase additional side raffle tickets and get entered into drawings for additional guns. There's also, backed by popular demand, we're doing a cornhole game again, which will get you entered into another drawing for a gun. And then we have a gigantic, huge Chinese auction as well.
My God, how big is this thing?
I mean, if you know how big the Carn Center is, we keep it pretty packed. It's a pretty huge event. We're really proud of it.
Holy cow. How long is the Bridgeport, was it called a gun bash? What's the official name for this thing?
It's the Bridgeport Police Gun Bash.
Okay, Bridgeport Police Gun Bash. I'm sorry, I'm still losing my mind over Facebook suspending my account. I can't tell you how I can't tell you how angry I am about this. How long has this been going on?
This is our fifth year.
In 5 years, you've gotten this kind of crowd, this kind of momentum in just 5 years?
Yeah, I tell you what, I was there for the first year, too, and we had an amazing turnout from the start. So, I mean, it shows us that we're doing something right and giving people something that they really enjoy. And, I mean, like I said, with the purchase of your ticket, you get entered into all of those drawings that are done starting at 3 o'clock all the way up until about 7:40. But also included with that, you get food that's served from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. from Nancy's East Catering, which is fantastic food. We had them in the past. Everybody loved it. And there's free water, soda, and beer, all included in your ticket price. So, like I said, come eat, hang out, and enjoy the drawings, play some of the games that we have, like the cornhole and such. And like I said, there's side raffles that go on throughout the day. So, I mean, it really makes for a real fun event.
Well, yeah. How much is the ticket again for all of this?
Tickets are $50. Like I said, that covers your entry into the main drawing, as well as it includes your meal and the beverages as well. And you can get those from us at the Bridgeport Police Department. You can get them at Bridgeport Equipment. You can get them at the Exxon gas station, which is open 24 hours on the corner of North Lincoln Avenue and Etna Street in Bridgeport. And also you can get them out the door the day of the event.
All right, let's get back to one of my accounts, Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, right?
That's correct. All right. Here on Hall Street in Bridgeport.
Right across the street from Herb Electric.
Correct.
Those people are the best. They are absolutely the best. Where did you get all these firearms, by the way?
From Bridgeport Equipment. We work with Bridgeport Equipment.
Bridgeport Equipment, yes!
That's right.
Yes! Tom! Way to go, Tom! Way to go, excuse me. Sorry about that. That's fantastic. And how many, total, how many firearms? He didn't even tell me this. I just saw this guy a few days ago when he was busting my balls over something stupid. He didn't even tell me about this. How many firearms did you get from Bridgeport Equipment and Tool?
Counting the one for the side raffles, I couldn't even tell you what the total is. I mean, we're giving away, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 on the main ticket alone. Plus, like I said, there's all the side raffles, the cornhole game. So, I mean, there's quite a number of guns.
Oh, my word. That's absolutely fantastic. It really is. Now, you are an expert. Again, where do they buy the tickets? Bridgeport Equipment and Tool in Bridgeport. Where else now? The police station, the municipal building?
Yep. You can come to the police station. You can get them during business hours here. If it's after hours, you can always try to call the office, see if somebody's in, and an officer can meet you here and help you out with that. But like I said, the Exxon in Bridgeport on Etna and North Lincoln, they're open 24 hours a day. They have tickets there for sale as well. And like I said, worst case scenario, you can't make it to any place to get a ticket before the day of the event. We have them available at the door.
All right. For those who don't know, right across the street from the Bridgeport Municipal Building is another one of my clients, and that is the Fat Apple. Yes, yes.
Well, we're big fans.
Oh, fantastic. Don and Robin and Whitney and Sarah and everybody. Have you spoken with Don about his beard and why he should shave it?
I have not.
You really need to. We need to do an intervention with Don Rhodes at the Fat Apple and say, Don, we love you, but the beard's got to go. I'm sorry, man. The beard has got to go. So let me know when you want to do an intervention. We can all go over there and torment the guy and maybe do something like that.
I work nights now, so I don't get to see him as much.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, maybe if somebody breaks in the Fat Apple, you will. So we can always keep a good thought. Now, you're an expert on food. People don't realize you really, It's almost like you've missed your calling, like you should be a chef or something like that here. Tell me about this catering thing and the food and what kind of food you're going to have here for this big event on Saturday.
So Nancy Z Catering handles it. I don't know what they have all on the spread for this year yet, but in past years they've had, it's an incredible selection. There's plenty of it. It's served from 2 to 6.
Wait a minute. You knew you were coming on the show here to promote the Bridgeport Police gun bash, to tell everybody about it. And now what I think I'm hearing, Nick, what I think I'm hearing is you did not do your homework when it came to finding out what kind of food is going to be served, because my listeners care about food a lot. You're telling me don't know?
Well, I have not looked at the menu. That's what I call above my pay grade. Jeez. However, I can tell you in the past, everything that they have is absolutely amazing. So regardless of what they put out.
What did they have in the past? What did they have in the past?
I mean, they had chicken last year, which was one of my favorites, chicken, potatoes, green beans. I mean, just good, wholesome food.
Yeah, okay, you're just ad-libbing now. You have no idea what you're talking about. All right, fine. Can you get the menu there? Can you grab the menu there in the next few seconds since you're live on the air with Dimitri?
There's cabbage rolls, ham, and chicken, I know for sure.
Okay.
Red potatoes, green beans, cowboy beans.
I'm sorry, what? Cowboy beans?
That's right. Now, don't ask me what that is.
I'm guessing from Blazing Saddles. Watch out for
those.
And
there's homemade cupcakes, too, so you can't beat that.
Okay, that's all right. Well, fair enough. Good. Oh, and will there be any beer or wine or liquor of any type?
Your ticket price covers your beverages, which is water, soda, and there's a handful of different varieties of beer that are included. And that's, again, free.
Really?
The purchase of your ticket, correct. Yep.
Holy cow. And the ticket is how much now?
$50.
That's it?
That's it, yeah. So not a bad price for a meal, free beverages, and a chance to win the prizes that we have on our list here. And for $50 on a night out, can't beat it.
If you know somebody who's a cheap date, I mean, this is the way to go. Absolutely, this is the way to go. Free parking, right?
Out there at the Karn Center, plenty of parking.
All right, great. And great facilities there, restrooms and everything else. They do it up right there at the Karn Center. There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
How much money have you raised each year? What are we looking at here? Put it in a, like, help us understand the scope of this thing. How much money did you raise, like, last year?
Off the top of my head, I don't know the exact total, I'll be honest with you. Again, something I say is above my pay grade. However, I can tell you that all the proceeds benefit the Bridgeport Police Boosters, which...
Boosters?
I mean, Bridgeport... That's right. So the Bridgeport Police Boosters, Bridgeport being a small village, you know, doesn't have the financial means to help with everything that a police department needs. So funds raised from the event go to helping the department with training, equipment, and just providing us a whole additional lot of resources to help us better serve the community.
Equipment like what? Bulletproof vest? Kevlar? Is that what it's called? Or Kevlar?
Yep, Kevlar. Sometimes it's, you know, technology-related stuff, whether it's, you know, new tasers, body cameras.
Oh, what do you do with the old tasers? I'd love to have one of those.
They all go back to the manufacturer.
Oh,
when we
man!
Get
Jeez, I was thinking, you know, get you on the air here for a free plug. I'd like to have an old taser. I could use it on a few people around here. All right, fair enough. And let's see. So you don't know how much. You don't know ballpark either, do you? Like $5,000 you raise or $10,000?
It's a little higher than that from my understanding. But the exact number, again, is
something
outside of my pay grade.
Yeah,
sir.
Something that you should have studied for before coming on the show. Yeah, I get it, Nick. That's okay. Anyway, I don't know what I don't know, so what else can you tell me about the Bridgeport Police Department and this big deal event?
Well, like I said, it's a huge thing that helps the department. You know, officers are always wanting to go to additional trainings. You know, it's something for us that we always want to be on the top of learning everything that we can. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, trainings are expensive, and it's one of the things that a department that, you know, is trying to do the best they can for us, which we're fortunate to enough to have a great community here that we serve. We have a great council. We have a great mayor. They do the absolute best for us, but, you know, sometimes finances are tough, and this is one of the things that helps officers go and get additional training above and beyond what is even expected of us. I mean, a lot of us go to specialty trainings to get good in certain areas and certain fields. So this is one of the things that helps out. This is one of the things that helps us keep newer equipment so officers aren't wearing vests that are years past the date that they're supposed to be replaced, you know. So this is one of the things that really helps keep the department alive.
All right. I always give my guests the last word. Very quickly, once again, who, what, when, where, why? Quick.
So 5th Annual Bridgeport Police Gun Bash will be this Saturday, February 21st at the James Carn Center in St. Clairsville. Doors open at 2 o'clock. First drawings at 3 o'clock. It goes until 7:40. Food is included with the purchase of your ticket from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. Also beverages, beer, water, soda. Ticket price is $50.